Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Because I was going through transcripts from 10 years ago. And I could be doing these shows tomorrow. In particular, I'm looking at a show back from 2010. And I was looking at one in 2011. You'd think I was doing these shows tomorrow. And some of the information I revealed. Okay, sounds good. All right. Thanks for the heads up. Some of the information I revealed back then, I've already forgotten. So it's really great to go back and look at some of this stuff because it's so relevant to today. You know, as far as this week goes, I was looking at what Trump's been up to. And, you know, know what, folks? If people think he's draining the swamp, what linchpin has he arrested so far? What linchpin has been arrested for anything? You know, it's like in wartime when soldiers are following orders and the soldiers take the fall for obeying and carrying out illegal orders. Yet the officers who issued those illegal orders walk away and never get held accountable for it. They don't go after them. They go after the pawns. And it's the same game here, folks. Let's see some linchpins take the fall. You know, Trump, if you want us to think you're really serious about draining the swamp, then stop circling the drain and playing the game. Meanwhile, we can all sing Band on the Run. Remember that song? Because this GCR thing isn't looking too good right now. Because the Chinese elders are on the run. And I'm not going to get into that today. Maybe Monday. They have 5 more hours. 5 more hours. To plot and plan and do nothing. And so this is getting funny. Outrageous to think we could have just annihilated that entire regime. Is almost too funny. But what I wanted to do, you know, this whole GCR thing, American Restored Republic thing, you know, people ask me all the time what I think of Alex Jones and William Mount. And you know what, folks? They're white knight journalists. That's all they are. White knight journalists. And so, I mean, it's clear. William Mount isn't speaking of the great I Am as the most high God. When he's speaking of his God, the great I Am, in all of his videos, his God is the New Age God. He works that whole New Age agenda. And I really wasn't thinking Alex Jones was either, but he's on my list from a show I did back in 2010. Of white knight journalists. And he was on that list. And I remember getting that list from information I got one of my White House contacts. It was October 24th, 2011. You can go back and look at that transcript on my website, SherryTalkRadio.com. And I mention Alex Jones, Steve Coyle. William Mount was not on the list. I didn't even know him until last year. List of New Age elders and counselors includes Alex Jones, Betty Eady, Joyce Myers, and Oprah Winfrey. So I don't know who Betty Eady is, but certainly Joyce Myers, who totally looks like she's been replaced by the Joker. She's got the Joker mouth. People say, oh, that's plastic surgery. And they get soul sculpted and replaced. And so, you know, when you get counselor and elder status in the New Age, you also get tax-free status. The Queen gives it to you. So, I got the complete list here, okay? I'll just read this right out of my transcripts. Benefit of being counselors and elders is tax-free status from the Queen. But what struck me is the names of people that have been added as counselors and elders for this New Age group. The, what do you want to call it? The bonuses for being one of them is tax-free status. So these people who are awarded counselor and elder status of the New Age get tax-free status from the Queen. They no longer have to pay taxes. They get tax-free status. So I want to read the names. What they believe that they are is, I'm going to read this email I received. And the following are named 24 counselors with four alternates, listing into record those who are now under the authority of the sealed servants of the living God. And this sounds like William Mount speaking, so he's got to be on this list by now. Infraction fees for any resulting in a charge levied on behalf of these counselors shall be a 100-fold fine, except for the case of a death. Charge will constitute a $1 billion fine. Okay, these 32 persons must immediately be notified of their tax-free status and reimbursed for all taxes paid, including property taxes, from the year of the seal, 1992, to the present via the IRS in appreciation for their contributions to this universe. They are Mary Summer Rain, David Icke, Alex Jones, Stephen Quayle, Linda Moulton Howe, Tom Dongo, James Twyman, Betty Eady, Willie Whitefeather, Nick Bunick, Greg Braden, Rosemary Altia, Nicholas Mann, Gary Zukov, Doreen Virtue, Joyce Myers, Alan Cohen, Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Marciniak, Shirley MacLaine, Mary Louise Landes, Paula Rittenberg, Dana Brinkley, Marcia Schaefer. So these people were being brought in 2011 as ambassadors and elders of this New Age group. And most of the time, that, well, if you're a journalist, you're usually called a white knight journalist. So, yeah. I remember this now. I was put on a... I was accidentally CC'd on an email that went out to a bunch of people in regards to this. And it was probably something from the father, because my name should have never been on that email. People don't think Satan has an email address. They all do, folks. Not saying he does, but I know all the little idiots do. I used to get email wars with Sananda. Yeah, William Mount is very New Age. I watch his videos every day, though. I like the info he gives out. And Alex Jones puts out good info. And so they were to just work the New Age, the whole regime that's about to die. This whole regime that's about to be completely eliminated in 5 hours. So they better get busy. That's all I have to say. They have 5 hours for a deadline. But one thing I was interested in is that, who is that? Oh, the CIA group. Oh, yeah, yeah. The CIA, an anonymous, sent out an email or a video about nuclear war in North Korea. And, you know, for the last several weeks, I've just had this mind block on North Korea. Like, what a distraction, what a waste of time. They're just the military arm of the Japanese. They're all part of the charade, because the leader over in North Korea is not even human, so they can just press buttons and push him around whichever way they want to. And pretty much how they do Putin and Trump, because everybody's just press the buttons. Control the robot. Anyway, then it occurred to me, something I had written years ago. Like I have always said, I forget more than most people will ever know. Part of the original script for the New World Order was that the Antichrist would arrive in the skies, which would be the Ashtar Command, shortly after a nuclear explosion on the Korean Peninsula. And so it's always been, this is back from the George Bush days, this is how long this has been going on. So that was their whole plan back then, was to blow up the nuclear peninsula, the Korean Peninsula, and then the Antichrist would arrive in the skies after that. And we know the Antichrist, of course, the Christians argue it's going to be the Muslim Mahdi or Maitreya. And the Muslims argue it's going to be Christianity's Jesus, which we know is the fake Sananda. And they're coming together, so how coin is that? They'll play the two beasts of Revelation. Well, this has been the plan all along. Because if you look in the underground churches, and this is one thing I was told by a Satanist, why they were so in shock when I first started coming out with all the information and doing my shows, because I've never been in the Illuminati, I've never been involved with a group or organization or secret society, so how would I have this info? Because on the wall of every satanic meeting group in churches, there's a picture of the Queen and a picture of Maitreya and Sananda. And I started pushing Maitreya and Sananda years ago. Back in 2005, I started warning about the New Age agenda. So they want to know how I knew. How'd I know? Because they already knew I wasn't one of them. They have ways of finding your DNA and your heritage and genealogy and everything else. The only people who say I'm one of them are idiots who put out videos about me who claim I'm a Mason because I married a guy with the last name of Schreiner. That's all they've got. One guy did a video about it. How I'm a Mason because my last name is Schreiner. My last name is Schreiner because I married a man with the last name. So they're pretty desperate, folks. They're pretty stupid. What am I supposed to do, change his name before I marry him? Yeah, so anyway, I'm not going to get into that. Haters are hate. Haters are going to hate. That's all they do. They're going to hate. They're going to look for something. Try to find something. I like the ones who smear all over the place I'm a lesbian when I've been married 27 years. I have 4 kids and several grandkids. But whatever. Don't get in the way of the haters. And the liars. They just find something else to be desperate about. So this is what the plan is, folks. And Anonymous just put out a video stating North Korea Peninsula was going to blow up. There was a threat of a nuclear war over there. And so that's why. This whole North Korea thing is why. Because they want to blow up that peninsula. Because on the original script, that's how the Ashtar Command comes in. And this is how far back the script goes, because this was back out when Bush Sr. was president. And then Bush Jr., it didn't change. And the first thing Obama did when he became president was start signing treaties and agreements with the Ashtar Command, this whole New Age Alliance. I told you he was up to them in his eyebrows back when he was president. And, of course, they're the very ones who also have Trump under their control. But you know, I read this New Age newsletters, and it's almost funny because, you know, like, everything's not always what it seems. Like, this whole GCRRV thing that they claim the cabal is trying to prevent, sabotage, and blah, blah, blah. First of all, New Agers, they were the ones who created it. Yeah, because you're sitting in spitfire arguments between the New Agers, the ones who want to ascend into the next dimension and get soul scalped or end up in an alien's freezer. But they call it ascension and awakening. Those are buzz terms for soul scalping and freezer food. They want to make it sound like this whole Nasera thing is the New Age's agenda. It's not. It was the Bush's. They started it. When you look at how our government operates, if I knew now what I knew when I was a kid, I'd probably be rich. But what they do is they go into a country like Iraq. They blow it up to smithereens. They devalue the currency. They buy it up. And then they go in several years later, build the country back up, build the economy back up. The currencies are reevaluate because currencies are now back to being worth something. And then they make billions off of that. They've been doing this for eons of years. Okay, so Iraq was no different. The problem with Iraq was the internet crowd caught on to it. Because everyone was saying, buy Iraq currency. It's gonna revalue. And so people started buying up Iraqi dinars. And then it got into Vietnamese dongs. And all of a sudden it came into a basket of currencies. Then that became a worldwide currency revaluation. It kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is since like 2011, 2010. But originally started by the Bushes back in the 90s. But now the new ages want to say that the cabal is the one who's trying to sabotage it. I don't think they're sabotaging it, as the new ages want you to think they are. They're sticking to a script, because they're on the one side of the coin, and the new ages are on the other side of the coin, and apparently not in any kind of communication with each other, because they both want the same things. It's just timing and who gets to lead it and who gets to be in charge that they're fighting over. And that's what I always said would happen in the last days, that everybody wants a global economy and a global world government, but the fight's going to be on over who gets to control it, who gets to run it. And indeed it's on. So we think. We think there's all this fighting going on. There really isn't. There really isn't. Not at the controllers at the top. They just control little pawns on the bottom. So it's the pawns who are fighting. So this whole Nasera thing, Nasera, it's all playing into the world government. But you know what? And this is what I was talking to Father with earlier today. You know, Lucifer, the Antichrist and false prophet are the ones who control the global economy, world government, because it's Lucifer is the one who was prophesied. His name is on it. He was prophesied to rule the world. Antichrist and false prophet are two people, two characters, two beasts who come on the scene. Now, it does not have to be. There's no guarantee that it's Saint Germain or Maitreya or Sananda. Their names and specific roles were never prophesied. So if these guys never show up to fulfill those roles, nobody would even know it. Nobody would know it. The only reason people would think it is because I've been screaming about them since 2005. Well, what about if in 2017 they're completely eliminated? Wouldn't it be a riot? They've suppressed me for years. They beat me up, down, sideways. And what if this little old lady in Ohio took out that entire regime? We're going to find out in about 5 hours, folks. I always said they don't think like us, so it's not hard to outsmart them. They want to play a human game, they just lost, because they can't think like a human. They're too stupid, they're too perverted, they're too animals, too animalistic. They don't have a fully functional brain. They've been outsmarted. And I can't wait to announce it Monday. Now, I've been wrong before. I've been beaten by them because I've had to back down. But you know what? What if I don't have to back down this time and we actually do eliminate that entire regime? Notice I said I've had to back down. It's not that I haven't beaten them before. I had to back down. For whatever reason. I'm not going to get into those. But I'm chomping at the bit in laughter. So what it would mean, and I'm not even sure the full totality of it myself. I haven't really thought about it. I don't like celebrating my victories until I know I have them. But yeah, we could just move on with a different Antichrist and false prophet fulfilling the role. Human ones. Instead of these beasts from space. well, you waste all these years on that all the time. No, it just took me that long to defeat them. But we got them. But I can't claim that yet. Can't claim it yet. But I might be singing a different song Monday night. And that would be sweet. You know, I was looking at this transcript from November of 2010. November 29th, 2010. And I'm talking about how Homeland Security is taking down truther websites and how TSA, one of their plans is to make public transportation so miserable that people will avoid it. Wow, that sounds like I did a show last week. They even have a section, so what's on the New Age and New World Order scripts? Yeah, nothing changes much, folks. TSA, because what they want to do is keep people home. They don't want you flying around the country. They don't want you doing your own whatever, whenever. Did anybody ever throw a fit when Michael Chertoff was named Homeland Security Director? No. Who was he? Former KGB official. People want to scream about the violence of our police state and how our police officers are so violent and animalistic. Hello? You're bringing the Russian KGB to retrain the police force to shoot first and ask questions later. Hire former military vets with PTSD, and now what do you have? An animalistic police department. So, some of this stuff is great. All my shows are great, I have to say. All my shows are. You don't get this kind of truth anywhere, folks. Nobody has revealed the kind of info I do that's so dead on and smack on that 10 years down the road you could re-listen to a show and it would still sound like yesterday. Or tomorrow. Because I'm a prophet of the Most High. They know it. And they suppress me in the media. And on YouTube. And my websites. And my videos. And they put me on the blacklist. Because they don't want anybody else to know it. I think they should publicly acknowledge who I am. I think all of them should. I think Trump should publicly acknowledge who I am. So this weekend, what should we look for, folks? Are we going to have some fun? Well, they're trying to blow my house up, so they're always trying to blow my house up. That's why the sky is gray and cloudy, you know. Buku clouds, can't even see anything but the moon. Because they're patrolling the skies. They're watching. Plotting. Anyway, folks, 90 seconds. Fat lady's singing. I'll be back Monday. We're going to pick up on Bible prophecy in the book of Revelation. And, of course, with any updates from over the weekend. Till next week, everybody. God bless.